I'm Will Davis for WUTC. On Tennessee Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth in Miller Park in the spring of 2019. Today, Jim Ledbetter talks to his wife, Katie LaRue, about building a cabin in northern Canada and returning to the cabin for the first time with Katie 45 years later.
I grew up in Chattanooga. My dad was an independent businessman, ran a dry cleaning business he started right after World War II. And I wanted to do something totally different. Mostly, I wanted to go to the woods. I wanted to be away from people. I did not want to be dependent on making a living and making money and dealing with all the hassles that that part of the life would involve. So back in 1970, I went to British Columbia and lived in the backwoods for several years.
Let's go ahead, if you don't mind, and move into how you came about to build the cabin.
Okay.
Don't get too technical.
Well, that's the thing.
Everybody out there wants to know how to build a cabin step by step.
Well, that's the thing about log cabins. They really aren't that technical. It's just a lot of work. It was about little over 20 foot long and about 12 or 15 foot wide. So
in October of 2018, you took me there.
And there it was.
And there it was. It looked
exactly
perfect.
Like I had left it.
Amazing.
One thing that has kept the cabin open for other people to use, that have kept wood in the box and food in the pantry and it being open to the public, is a note that I placed on the door in a picture frame on the outside of the door going into it. And it has touched everybody's heart that comes up there, I do believe.
I think so. And go ahead and read it, Jim.
Well, I took a picture of it while we were up there in the fall, and surprisingly, it hadn't faded and it all looks the same. But it goes, "Welcome, stranger, to my cabin, if this way you chance to pass. On the door there is no padlock, there is no need to break the glass. You will find some kindling whittled neatly in the box. Build yourself a fire. As for wood, there is lots. Chances are that you are hungry. In the food cans, have a look. Mine are simple eats, but plenty. All you have to do is cook. Use the bed if you are sleepy. May your dreams all happy end. Here's to better luck tomorrow, my unknown friend."
Still there, after all these.
Still there. The door has never been locked since I built the cabin.
That was Jim Ledbetter and Katie LaRue. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps conversation and others can be found at our website, wutc.org, and you can subscribe to the Tennessee Valley StoryCorps podcast on iTunes and Google Play and never miss an episode. This series is produced and edited by me and brought to you, in part, by EPB Fiber Optics. For WUTC, I'm Will Davis.